It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Welcome to the Wednesday Bullet List. My name is Lex, and I'm here with my dearest friend Simon, and we are your hosts of this podcast that we do every week.
This is a podcast? You lied to me.
Yeah.
You're like, I thought you were just recording these on cassette tapes and sending demos out.
I would just, I would just have these. These are like family videos. Wouldn't that be great and weird? Weird, like 50 years from now, like, hey, Grandpa, what'd you do back in the day? I'm like, well, let me show you. I just play
a secret
random secret.
I secretly recorded my friend. At least it's not sex stuff. I secretly recorded my friends having sex.
Oh, man. Okay, so usually we switch things up and it lasts about 3 weeks. We're going to stick with that format where we do like 30 or so minutes of nerd talk and trending topics, I guess. And then we do a comic book review. Well, this week, Simon suggested that we read Atomic Robo, which was really good because I've always seen Atomic Robo on the stands and I've always wanted to read it. One of our friends read it. I can't remember who, but it's probably you. I wanted to always read it. I thought someone else read it too.
I don't know. Maybe Jeremy.
I think Jeremy might have too.
I love when you're like around people and you're like, somebody was telling me it was a great idea. Who was it? Who was it? It's like the person standing right next to you. Like, not you. You're obviously not worth that good idea.
No, I talk to you every day. I think I would know. So we're going to read Atomic Robo, which I was excited for because I've always wanted to read it. But The Boys came out. And I was watching that, and some things were so different from the comic book that it made me want to go back and read the book. And so I've just been, like, knee-deep in the book. It sounds gross. It sounds gross. It's not.
It's deep in that book.
But I've been reading The Boys, and Simon hit me up. He's like, hey, what should we talk about? Are we, you know, what are we talking about this week? And I was like, I haven't read anything. Or done anything except, you know, been reading The Boys. So I was like, hey, how about next time we read The Boys? Because I've been reading it. And then it gives me time to read Atomic Robo. So.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sounds good.
It's all my fault. This week, we're just going to talk about some news that we've missed. Last week, we didn't talk about any news because we had our friend Herschel on. And we talked about Oblivion Song, which was a lot of fun.
So if you haven't checked it out, go back, check that episode. It's great.
It's probably fun for us. Back. I haven't talked to him since, so he probably hates it.
Yeah, he's dead. He actually did text me. He said, thanks for having me on, guys. Like, it was a big deal. So that's nice of him to act like it was an honor on his part.
That was very polite.
Yeah. No, it's when somebody cooks something and it tastes really bad, and you're like, this is great. Thank you so much.
Jesus. I was going to make a joke about my wife's cooking, but she's actually in the room with me, and I don't want to get knocked out on the
screen. Just like a knife.
I'm just kidding. Okay, what's going on with you, man?
Just
September is your busy month. We did know that. I did know that about
it. It is very busy today. For my job, I did a proclamation at City Hall, and then
what do you work for?
Can't tell you that.
You work for the 1840s government.
Yeah, had to go to the City Hall to hear the proclamation. And then I had to, there was like a group that came in to do some volunteer work and then just regular shit. So yeah, today was a long, long day, but this is a pleasant end to the day. I always look forward to it. So what about you?
Mainly it's because I get to drink and it's like a reason to drink. So
yeah. I'm to loosen up. That's what I mean.
We are going to talk about some nerd news. I got nothing going on. This is it. This is the highlight of my week. So we're going to dive deep into some nerd news. I have a lot of game news. So if you're here for like comic book stuff.
Get the hell out.
I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry. It's going to be a lot of game stuff, a lot of comic book movie, TV show stuff. We're going to talk about DC fandom a little bit. Simon and I are going to talk about the Avengers game that we've been playing for a very little bit. And So first up on the list, we have the Xbox finally revealed their price, which was a pretty big deal. I don't know the price. $299 for the Series X and S, and then $499 for the X?
Yeah. So the $499 one, I think it's all disk drive. Like, I don't think they make two separate versions of that one. Mm. But that one's going to have 4K upscale. I mean, it's like 4K disk drive.
Mm-hmm.
I think a little better processor. I don't really know what all the differences are. I know that the Series S won't play natively at 4K. So it might be like an upscale thing like the PS4 Pro. Mm-hmm. All digital. And it won't play the enhanced. I just saw the day that it won't play the enhanced versions of backwards compatible games. So it'll play like the versions that you would see on Xbox One or Xbox One S rather than the enhanced versions that you would see on the new generation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my favorite part of that reveal is that it was leaked, or at least the smaller version, and then the price was leaked early. And, I love the little monkey puppet with like the eyes. It's like, you know,
yeah.
That's my favorite meme of all time. And yeah. And that was Xbox Twitter's response to the leak.
Yeah.
And then they revealed it later. So it was great. It was good.
Yeah. Like not even that far. They just were like, yeah, that's it. This is it. This is the price. You're right.
Yeah. I can appreciate that. I think it's crazy that we haven't seen a PlayStation rebuttal, but tomorrow they're supposed to do a thing, so we'll see.
And I'm going to be real pissed off tomorrow if it's the same thing as the last one. Where I would not believe it if they did that, you know, state of play tomorrow and it was just about indie games again. It was like an hour long indie.
I will not buy one out of spite if they do that shitty.
That's so stupid. Like it seems like, I think, did they announce this state of play before Xbox revealed their price?
No. The Xbox thing was like straight up just out of nowhere because of that leak.
We're on to you, Sony. All right. So, Xbox, what do you think about the prices?
I think that's fair to me. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to get one right now, but to me, that seems fair, especially for the one that's going to have actual next gen. You know, gaming, but for the same about the same price that they're selling the current generation, like that's pretty good.
Yeah, like the all digital.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah,
and I feel like the Xbox is definitely more of a bro dude system. Like it's got good games, but most of them are you going to see are cross platform shooters or shooters on the Xbox. You know, but they did buy a bunch of studios, so we'll see.
Something that piques my interest way more is Scott Pilgrim is getting re-released, or it has been re-released already. I don't know if I missed it.
I don't think it has been. Uh-huh. I don't think so. We'll just say it hasn't and then claim that this episode is old. Anyway.
It is.
yeah, dude, I'm super pumped about that. I love that game. Hard as hell, but I love that game.
You know, you told me about it the other day, and I could have swore that I had it on PlayStation 4. I can't believe it's been that long since I've played it. That's insane.
Yeah, it was I think we discussed it. Like people were selling, it's like PT, you know, that trailer for Silent Hills. People were installing it onto their systems and then selling it to people, because with this you could still re-download, but like anyway, PT, they even made it where you couldn't download it anymore. So it became worth its weight in gold.
Hey, so this game, Scott Pilgrim, I didn't read too much about it, but it's supposed to be an Ultimate Edition. What does that even mean?
So the original one just goes through the 7 ex-boyfriends, few other levels. The overworld is very much Super Mario 3. And then you go in and side-scroller beat 'em up. They have it. It's 4-player. And I think at the beginning you can play as Kim, Scott, Ramona, Lee. Is that his name?
Yeah, I think so.
The guitarist. I think that's it, and then I could be wrong, but the Ultimate Edition had Knives and his roommate that was played by
Macaulay Culkin's brother.
Kieran Culkin. Kieran Culkin. Anyway,
that sounds like an evil guy's name.
So they had those two characters that were added on, and I don't know what else was. So it's really just small DLC packs, but the big news is that they re-released it. So it's Brian Lee O'Malley tweeted. He was like, okay, you can stop asking for it. It's out now. It's like,
yeah, man. Cause I liked that game a lot. It was extremely hard. I remember that, but a lot of those side scrolling beat 'em up games are super difficult like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we'll definitely have to, do you plan on getting it?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, same.
I still have it on my PS3, but I'll get it again because I love it. I'm sure me and Nicole will jump on.
Yeah, for sure. And it should. Did the other one have online play? I don't remember ever playing online on my damn PlayStation.
Yeah, it did, but I'm pretty sure it did. But I think it was all just like friend stuff. I don't know if.
Yeah.
I don't know if it had randoms or anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so next up on the list we have Super Mario 3D All-Stars, which is kind of interesting to me. I think it's cool. It's something that a lot of people have been asking for a long time, at least a Switch version of these games.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Mario 64, Mario Sunshine, and...
Mario Galaxy.
Yeah. See, I never played Mario Sunshine, so but good. Apparently
so
you
good.
Like that one.
I love it. It's my favorite Mario ever made.
Yeah, so that makes me want to get it and play it. And it also makes me, what makes me want to get it is that they say that it's coming out in limited release.
Yeah.
Retail and online.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know what's going on. I know that a lot of the physical thing, like, sold out on all online stores right now. Which I'm like, dude, I'm just going to buy it digitally. Like, I thought.
I think, and maybe they did. I would hate that. I would really hate if they did that to sell out and then like eventually resell it or something. Which,
so somebody on Reddit did mention what I think is a good point. It's like that apparently, so it ends, the sale of it ends on the March 23rd or 21st 2021, and they mentioned that that's the end of Nintendo's fiscal year, and so they're just looking for, but I don't know, you know, who knows, but it seems kind of like artificial scarcity. I'm hoping that the theory that it is a, like, they're going to stop releasing it as a bundle and sell it individually for maybe higher prices.
Cool. Yeah, that'd be cool.
So,
because I'm all about collecting things.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for getting, not an insider scoop because everybody knows about it, but I'm a sucker for getting stuff, collector's items in the future right now for a regular price. So
yes.
That automatically piques my interest.
Yeah,
but then it also, like you said, I don't know. I don't know if it's the fiscal year thing. I don't know if it's just like, the demand was so popular that we're going to resell it next Christmas, you know?
Well, yeah.
Kind of like the Disney Vault thing. Like, they're going to lock it up and re-release it every 5 years.
Right. The digital part of it is really strange to me.
And it's, because they're going to stop doing digital sales of it.
Yeah. If it came out, like, so when The Witcher came out, comes with a map and stickers and all that shit. If they did something like that as like a true collector's edition.
Yeah, like the first, you know, like a first print comic book thing, but it was like a first collector's edition. And then they're going to come out with just like a regular edition with maybe, like you said, maybe they just break it up into three games.
I imagine that's what they'll do. Yeah.
Probably. That would be cool. I'd be interested in that.
They'll probably, I don't know how they'd sell them to where this is a better deal, but, you know, Nintendo, whatever, they're going to sell shit. It doesn't matter. People, like Apple, people are going to begrudgingly buy it. They were like, oh, this is dumb. I am one of those Apple guys. Me too. Me too. They're like, this is dumb. I can't believe it. Oh, I guess I'll just take this home. This is the best thing ever. So, whatever. But I'm excited about it. I love Mario Sunshine, and
I don't remember ever playing Mario Galaxy either, so I'm interested in playing both of those.
It's good. In my opinion, Sunshine is better. I hate 64, but whatever.
I didn't like 64. The only thing I like about 64 is the hat with the wings, like his that addition to his power set, right. But
I'm like, when can I do that garbage. Level?
Yeah, right? Like, I remember playing it as a kid and being like, where's the hat?
I think the reason it didn't make an impression on me, as most people talk about that, as like the first 3D, fully 3D environment, like platformer. Like, it's like the first well done or whatever. And like, I didn't play it until the GameCube was out, you know, like I'd already, I didn't know anything about it. I didn't have an N64. Yeah. So looking back, I'm like, this fucking sucks, man. Like, I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Yeah. I didn't have an N64 either, but we, back in the day when we were wee lads, you could get, you could rent full systems from Blockbuster.
Yeah.
And so every now and then, you know, the whole, if you're a good kid, you can get it or whatever. So every now and then on a weekend, we would rent a Nintendo 64 because we were broke. And we either got like Shadows of the Empire or there was like a Speed Racer game that I would get, which is weird. And Mario 64, but it's like, man, that game, I thought it was terrible back then. I was like, this isn't fun.
I wasn't into it.
There.
So anyway, Yeah.
See, speaking of Nintendo games, this one's cool.
Yeah.
Hyrule Warriors, Age of Calamity. Now, I watched the video, but it's like, is it a sequel to the last game?
It is a prequel.
Prequel. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's all the characters back in the day.
Right. It's a prequel to Breath of the Wild, and the Age of Calamities, basically, in the storyline, like all the little videos who watch the movies in Breath of the Wild are like the battles he was going through before Ganon showed back up. So this is going to be that kind of period right at where the other champions get killed or whatever, and then Link gets put into hibernation. So I think it'll be cool. I hope that, you know, Hyrule Warriors is pretty fun. I don't know if you ever played it.
I didn't. So I thought this was like a sequel to Hyrule Warriors when I first saw it. So I was like, I'm not really interested in that because I never even played the first one. So
yeah. Well, they don't have a damn story. It almost doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They're fun. They're mindless fun. I mean, you can just go around and hit stuff. But I'm hoping
like that sort of interest is.
Yeah, it's just like smash button. Cool, man. I do hope that it will have more of a story. And I think Nintendo worked really closely with them to do more of a story with it and stuff. So
yeah.
I'm excited. I think it'll be cool.
Yeah. I mean, I put an ungodly amount of hours into Breath of the Wild. Like, I took that game real slow and I did like every little thing I could. It was, I don't know, last time I looked, it said like it was more than 136 hours. Like, that was a while ago.
This man lit some candles, played some Jodeci. Yeah,
took it real slow.
Took it real slow.
I put on my satin kimono and I sat down with it. Played some Marvin Gaye and I got to town on that game. It was a blast. It was a good game. It's one of the best games I've ever played in my entire life.
It is,
honestly.
It is really good. And it is what I find interesting about it is that there's games like people compare it to like Skyrim. There's a lot to do and there's a lot of hidden lore and stuff. Yeah, I'm like, I just kind of like rolling around this field and doing whatever, making up my own
story. There's too much in Skyrim. Skyrim's intimidating.
Yeah. Yep.
But did you ever play Fall Guys? It was a hot game last month.
Yeah.
PlayStation game. Yeah. I played it a few times, but it's too, I'm not going to say it's too hard because now everyone's going to be like, Lex doesn't like difficult games, which I don't, but.
Hey, man, it's about the experience.
It's just kind of frustrating. It's,
yeah, it's super frustrating.
Like, high competition multiplayer game.
Yeah. It's like built. I don't know how to describe it. It's like building a car in Jell-O or something. It's just so sluggish and it was annoying.
It'd be like running an obstacle course in one of those fat sumo suits. That's what it feels like.
Running away from a killer in your dreams. It's like, I can't move fast enough.
Everything you're trying to do, it doesn't translate. Like, what you think you're doing in your head, translating onto the screen, it just doesn't work at all.
Yeah.
At least for me. Yeah.
Everything, you're just falling. You're like, God, why am I so fat?
So, a lot of people were cheating online. They're streaming it and cheating, and they're just like looking like these expert players. And they were, they started banning them, but instead of banning people now, they created a cheater server. So if they catch you cheating, they lump all the cheaters into this one server so they can only play against other cheaters.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the first time I've ever heard of a game company doing that. It sounds like a great idea to me because it's like, hey, we can still get the, you know, the publicity from them playing the game.
Right.
They want to stream it. That they're the best because they're cheating, then they can go against other people that think they're the best because they're cheating. So it's just like an infinite loop of they're supposedly quote unquote the best people playing this game.
Like no one ever was.
Yeah. I think more people should do that. I think they should have cheater servers instead of like straight up banning people.
Right. I don't understand why anybody cheats at a game like that. Like it's made to just be fun and like nobody can be good at it. You know what I'm saying? Like
it's supposed to be random because dude, honestly, you could take one wrong step and you're off the screen. Like it's supposed to be like that.
Right. Yeah. So just people need to check their ego at the door, you know?
People try to look like they're the best. But only Ash Ketchum is the best, man.
I'm so good at Fall Guys.
That you sound like a lot of people. That's true. That's all the game news that I saw. What you got, Simon? You see anything besides hopefully tomorrow, maybe some So this episode will come out on Wednesday, and hopefully we will know the price of the PS5.
The PS5 will be $400. No, I think that the PS5 is going to be. You think so?
I think so.
I think it'll be $450.
Really? Ooh. Are you serious?
I don't see why they wouldn't undercut Xbox.
I think it's going to be $550. I think they're going to try to make it because PlayStation has sort of like the Apple complex. They were the first ones to split off. They were at E3 a few years ago, but they weren't at E3. They had like E3 was going on, and then they cut over to the PlayStation event, and it was like,
well, that whole thing was weird with that tent and that guy playing the Spanish guitar.
Yeah, it was like a really fancy game reveal, but like, so they obviously think they're, you know, Papyrus, the exclusive font. They think they're upscale, you know. So I think they're going to try to charge more, and their reasoning is because we're better. Which I'm not saying it's right or true.
I can see it.
Think that's what their thing is going to be.
And I think
because you're paying for the better system.
At $50, $50 more. What do you think they would sell the discless one for?
$350.
You think they drop it down that far, 200?
Man, maybe.
I'm just wondering. I can totally see what you're saying. I can see it happening. And I don't think they would – that's not enough money where they would lose a bunch of players. Yeah. And Xbox really has nothing to –
I'm not saying they have – I'm not agreeing with them. I am a PlayStation. I have always had PlayStation, never had Xbox. I'm going to buy it off of brand loyalty, which I don't agree with, but whatever. People that tell you don't do drugs that do drugs, that's the same thing, kind of.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly. So I don't know. I don't see them. There's no reason for them to undercut it because I don't see them being like, we have to undercut Xbox.
Right.
So either exact same price or $550.
Yeah. I hope it's the same. Whatever.
I hope it's the
same.
Like
you said, I hate saying, well, I'm going to buy one anyway, but I'm going to buy one anyway.
Yeah, so, I am. I know I am.
Apparently, honestly, for me, the system seller is Spider-Man. Like,
yeah,
Spider-Man PS4 was so good. I've been waiting for a Spider-Man game like that since Web of Shadows, which I still really, really, really enjoy. Web of
Shadows is good.
And with Miles Morales coming out, I know that's going to be good.
It's going to be a good game. So, I really hope it's not like, you remember when PlayStation 4 came out and they had Infamous Second Son? Was that what it was called?
Yeah.
Like, you don't like that? I liked it and I enjoyed it. It looks great, but it was very much
it was a tech demo.
It was like a tech demo. And I did like it. I liked the expanding the universe, but I just hope it's not kind of flat. You know, right. I don't expect it to be huge, but I also expect it to be its own game because that's what they're marketing it as.
Yeah, I hope it's not like, so Dying Light was, I mean, wait, what did you say?
Second Son was the
Second Son
game, and then Dying Light was the expansion.
Well, that's actually a different game. That's a zombie game. Light or something. Dying Light is a zombie
game. Dying Light is a zombie game, yeah.
You're but right. I know what you're talking about. The one, that's the what purple I'm worried. Chick. Yeah, I'm worried it's going to be like that.
Oh, I hope not, man.
I don't think it will be. I don't think so either. I'm hoping then that they're not hinging all their bets on that just being a system seller. Because that Godfall, if that's a launch title, looks dumb.
Apparently it is a launch title. Apparently it's supposed to be that. It's the game changer, but that's a game that I'll skip.
Mm. Like, for who? Game changer for who?
For the guys that like hardcore play, I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea.
It looks like it doesn't know what to be. Like, it just put a bunch of genres in a blender. They were like,
Dark Souls, yeah.
God of War, just,
yeah.
So, I don't think it's going to be worth the shit.
I imagine that it's going to be a free-to-play game by the end of next year, so I'll play it then.
by the next month.
So
by December, it'll be free.
That's my plan. So, okay, so that's all the game news we got. Hopefully tomorrow we will know, and you can find us on Twitter, and we'll talk about that.
If we don't know, we're going to be pissed right along with you. So, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. I was gonna, yeah, I was. I'm probably gonna live tweet it, just because I live tweet everything because I don't have anything going on.
Live tweet it.
So we'll see. All my frustrations will be on the internet. So we're gonna go into some TV news. I guess if you have a TV, you can watch all this stuff. TV/movie news. First of all, I think the only person talking about this show is Ewan McGregor. And Ewan McGregor says that, as far as he knows, the Obi-Wan show that everybody's been waiting for is going to be a one-and-done, one-season, standalone series. But again, I think he's the only person talking about this. I haven't seen anybody else talk about it. No Disney, anything, just him.
He's just making it up as he goes.
He's just like, please, don't forget about the show.
You could almost say it's an Obi-Wan season.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Are you like, you're like writing stuff?
That's good shit. I'm going to send that in a letter to Disney.
Would you be excited for an Obi-Wan show?
Yeah, I love Ewan McGregor. I really do.
Was one of the only things I liked about the original trilogy.
I like every movie he's in, even if they're really bad. So,
yeah,
I'm excited for it.
I like him too. Yeah,
and I'm curious. He just seems like such a nice guy.
That's it.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it comes out.
Yeah. I think it'll be good if it does.
He did an interview recently where he said how sad he was about the reception of the original trilogies. He was like, man, he really thought that it was going to just be more well-received. But, like, hearing how much people hate it, he's just like, it makes him sad. And that kind of made me sad because I feel like he's a nice guy.
I'll give it to the prequel trilogy. At least it was cohesive.
Oh, man, that's exactly what I was about to say. Yeah.
At least it was cohesive. And you could tell. At least
they had a plan, yeah.
Right. There was somebody wrote down an outline for all three movies.
Okay, so moving on to some other TV show news. Walking Dead is finally ending, but in 2022, so not yet, with season 11.
How are they?
When's the last time you watched one?
I don't know.
Season 2?
I tried to start it again, but it sucks, man. I hate that show. I hate that show.
Yeah. I got to where Rick didn't die. I got to that part. And then I tried to watch the following season. You know, they break it up in half. They do, like, the first half in the fall. So I watched that part, and then I just never picked it back up. Just because it's like – because they made the news that Rick is still alive. Like, right after he died, they were like, Rick's still alive. We're making a movie, a Walking Dead movie. And I'm like, anytime a TV show or a TV series announces that they're making a movie, it usually doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you sad to see it go?
Hell no. They should have ended that a long time ago.
It's ending, but it's not ending. There's like 5 spinoff shows coming out of it.
I don't know. I appreciate the success, but
I feel like even Robert Kirkman's like, I don't even know anymore, man. Like, I do. Like, because he ended the comic book abruptly. Mm-hmm. Like, I was reading, I've kept up with the comic book. And I remember waiting for the next issue, and then it was legitimately a month's notice, he said, next issue is the last issue of The Walking Dead. And it was like, because the second to last issue is a cliffhanger where, spoiler alert, Rick gets shot. Oh. And you're like, what's about to happen? And then he says, next issue's last issue. And you're like, what? Was that the last issue? And so I feel like he's just done with The Walking Dead. Like, I feel like it got too successful for him. And he's just like, I don't want to tell the story anymore. I have, like, other stories to tell. I just don't want
to. What else is there to say? I mean, honestly, I feel like he successfully showed how shitty people would be in a zombie apocalypse. Yeah. They would still be selfish assholes.
Like, how much of that do you want to see?
Yeah. It doesn't seem like there's ever a high note, you know?
No. And anytime there is, it's immediately bad.
Right. Yeah. Everybody relaxes and then everybody dies. So.
Yeah, so we're sad to see it go, but not really.
Not really.
Walking Dead, it's been real.
I'm sorry to see those actors have to find something else to do.
Yeah, because they probably get paid. Well, it's like Norman Reedus is probably going to get an MCU job. That guy, they like him. Make him Ghost
Rider. Is he going to play Tired Man?
Make him Ghost
Bag Rider. Bag Eye Man.
He looks tired. Make him Ghost Rider. Changing into Ghost Rider is exhausting. Make him Ghost Rider.
Racist guy.
He doesn't have to talk much.
Oh, man. I like Norman Reedus. He seems like a very pleasant fellow. But
he does.
But I also get tired of seeing his fucking sad-ass, tired face.
I'm sure my wife says that about me. But she leaves the
house. I just get so tired of seeing his sad-ass, tired face.
In lighter news, Doom Patrol is renewed for Season 3 on HBO Max. They announced that all these shows are getting absorbed into HBO Max. But they didn't say if anyone were getting renewed, but we got the okay on Doom Patrol Season 3.
Mm.
That's a show that I haven't watched Season 2. I'm 3 episodes in.
You haven't watched Season 2? Well, I'm going to talk about it with East Coast Avengers.
I am slipping. I'm going to watch it. Slowly watch it. Well, my wife likes to watch it, and she falls asleep as soon as anything is quiet. So it takes forever to watch it. So I'm excited about that. What about you? I think you're up to date.
I would hope that I don't want to hit any spoilers for you, but I'm glad that they said that there's a third season because it ends rather abruptly.
And I don't want to interrupt you, but we have some friends over at a podcast called Chilling with Villains. Some friends Simon's never met, but we have some acquaintances over there. And they recently interviewed Javan Wade, he plays Cyborg in that show. And he was talking about it, and he was saying how excited he was for Season 3. They filmed the last episode. They only had like 3 days left of shooting to wrap up Season 2, but they couldn't do it because of COVID. So that last episode, it made it not weird, but there was supposed to be one last episode of this season. So I don't know if they're going to release that at some point or make it the first episode of Season 3, which I imagine that's what's going to happen. But
yeah, I mean, I don't mind it knowing that there's going to – I mean, I hope. Again, we don't know. The world could end tomorrow. But
very possible. We could be talking about nothing right now.
nobody's listening. We're all dead.
As you stare into the abyss. There's one guy at the end of the world. He's listening to our podcast and he's screaming because he never gets to watch Doom Patrol
Season 3. That's a well, partner. I'm screaming too because I'm.
That'd be
great. It's really weird because there is a cohesive theme going through Season 2, which they didn't really. I feel like they didn't really have in Season 1. Like there were some definitely throwaway episodes.
Yeah, Season 1 was like a buckshot. It was like they were partly introducing all the characters, partly trying to build a world, partly trying to build separate storylines. So it was just like a lot happening in, 12 episodes?
Right, and some characters, like, Elastic Girl, is that her name, or whatever, Rita? Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's still in her origin story, you know, like, even now. Yeah. But I'm glad that they're making a Season 3. I hope it happens. If not, please release the script so I can at least read that and know what's going to happen.
Or put out the last episode at least, like that ending of Season 2.
Yeah.
What do you think about Titans Season 3? So they've been teasing it. They haven't confirmed it, though. You're okay if they don't do it? So Titans Season 2 got way better than Season 1. I will not say. Good. I won't say it's good, but I watched it so back-to-back that I'm, like, invested. You know what I mean? Like, I watched it all within, like, 2 weeks. So I'm like, okay, now I'm kind of interested in what's going to happen next, but if it didn't happen, I'd be okay.
You know what needs to happen and what should have happened is it should have been, because I like the guy that plays Dick Grayson, the guy that plays Robin, I can never remember that Robin's name.
Jason Todd.
I hate him, and that's good because that's what. Well, I mean, that's the way he's supposed to be characterized, right? I can't stand him. Yeah. It really should have been. It shouldn't have been called Titan. It should have been called Nightwing, and it should have been Robin's journey to Nightwing, because that is a way more interesting story.
Yeah.
Than all this Titan bullshit, because none of the characters matter. At all.
Like, the Trigon thing is what pissed me off. Like, the spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, obviously, that's all we do here.
But like the entire first season is the build up to Trigon coming. Trigon gets there in the last episode. He's this ultimate evil. He's killing, about to kill Beast Boy. He's just about to destroy the world. He walks out and takes his first steps, and then
awkward CG steps.
Yes, very, very bad. But then episode one of season two,
he gone.
He's dead. I was like,
he gone.
What?
Yeah, terrible.
Why not make Deathstroke the first bad guy and then make Trigon the second bad guy? Like, go up. I'm not saying Deathstroke's a bad villain. I'm just saying Trigon is supposed to be ultimate evil. Like, Deathstroke's still just a dude.
Just a dude. I'm just a dude. You're just a dude. We're all dudes.
I think it's because I like the guy that plays Dick Grayson, and we, since Chris O'Donnell, we haven't got a Dick Grayson. So, trying to hold on. Nightwing's one of my favorite comic book characters, so I'm trying to hold on to that. Even I'm trying to ignore all the other bad stuff to hold on to seeing Nightwing. Right.
Yeah, he definitely plays a smooth dick. Like, yeah. I mean, he's just, he's hard and tough.
That's probably why I like Dick Grayson, because I always, you know, could say, give me some more dick or something like that.
Just give us more dick.
Like, okay, so in the three Jokers, or not three Jokers, that's a different storyline, but like, as I mentioned before on the podcast, they've had a few years ago, or maybe I didn't mention on the podcast, I think I was talking to someone, a few years ago, or a year ago, Dick Grayson,
a dream. I don't know.
Dick Grayson was shot in the head by KG Beast, lost his memory. The Bat family tries to meet him in the hotel, goes to the hospital to try to like, hey man, are you okay? And he's like, I don't know any of you guys, get away from me. I don't know what you're talking about, right? And so he remembers a few things, and Barbara Gordon's like, hey, you're Dick Grayson, you're Nightwing, like tries to keep it 100% real with him. He's like, I don't want to be that anymore. I understand you guys say I'm a superhero, whatever. I did this all of my life, but this is my chance. It sounds terrible. I got shot in the head. Why would I want to go back to that?
Right.
So he's like, my name's not Dick anymore. My name is, drum roll, I'm Rick Grayson.
Rick?
Yes.
Rick Grayson?
And I'm just like, so the past year, like I've always collect Nightwing, and this past year I've just been like, why am I buying this, man?
What does he do? He's just like going to coffee shops and shit?
Yeah.
What does he do in the comic book?
He does that at first. He gets a girlfriend, and it's like him. Basically, the first three issues are him just like ignoring the Bat family. Like, they're trying to get him to talk to him or whatever and be Nightwing again. He's just like, nah, I don't know you. I'm, you know, I'm Rick now. Please don't talk to me. And then four police officers.
Cool Rick.
Yeah, he has like a buzz cut and everything. It's really weird. So four police officers find one of his, you know, he has different cache set up all around the city of Bloodhaven. They find one and they put on old school Dick Grayson's outfits, like the gold.
Like the gold.
The gold one. They get that one. They get the red one that he used for a little bit. And they get all these, and they start beating up thugs. It's these police officers that are going out at night and beating up thugs. And
these aren't hockey pads.
He's walking down the street one time. And these police officers are getting the shit beat out of him. And then, like, his second instinct kicks in. He gets, like, you know, rubs his hand on a tire. You know what happens when you rub your hand on a tire? Your hand gets black. And he rubs it across his face, and he just starts beating
shit. And then he's like, ah!
He's like, I should have did that. That was terrible.
I can't say anything.
And then he goes to the hospital, and that's where we're at. That's a terrible idea. No. Oh my god. So, and then he ends up helping these police officers, but he's not Nightwing.
Like,
he refuses to be Nightwing, and he's still kind of Nightwing. But he has bloodshot red eyes because of the asphalt. That's a superpower. Like, you know, Ghost Rider has, like, a pendant stare. He's just like, look at my eyes.
Feel my pain. Look at my eye.
Feel my pain.
Oh, God.
Oh, damn. This is a long story for me to say that recently there's a big story arc in Batman called Joker War. And Joker's, again, just fucking with Batman. And he hypnotizes Dick Grayson into thinking that he is Joker's son, fights the Bat family. They, spoiler alert, they break him free, and they're like, hey, Rick, it's good to have you back. And he says, "Not Rick, I'm Dick." I'm just like, it was like the lamest, but I was so happy to see that panel. But I was like thank God. Yeah. Like, stop calling yourself that, man.
It's Dick first again.
Go by Richie.
Sounds like a really lame ass born identity situation.
Yeah. It's what it was. Yeah, it's what it was. It was bad. But he's back. He's Dick Grayson.
He's Dick again. Long story short, I feel like he's an interesting character.
He is. He's the first sidekick to Batman, and they overplayed their relationship in the show. Like, the hate was, like, way more than I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he hated Batman to the point where he hallucinated killing him. Like,
I don't like all that, but I did like the hallucinations, and I think that would be – it's a great character of the show.
I like the hallucinations in season two, but, like, the fuck Batman.
Yeah, like, stupid.
Yeah, that was – to me, it was too much. It was way too much. And they did, like, a soft reboot in the second season, too, where they were, like – Dick Grayson and her never dated or something like that in the first season, or they were in a strict relationship. They were boyfriend and girlfriend in the second season. But in the first season, it was like they just hooked up behind Hawk's back.
In the second
season, they were all on the Titans together.
So I was watching it, but it was like, I'm gonna get through this, but I don't like any of it.
It was corny. RIP Aqualad.
Whatever. Dove is hot. I'm behind all that. I don't know. We need to get her on the show. Hey, lady. Whatever you're.
She's a pretty lady.
And
Thad, he's one of my. I like him. He played a good. He was one of my favorite characters of that show. Thad, the guy that played. In that old show, it was an old football show called Blue Mountain State.
Oh, was that the guy that
plays? The guy that plays Hawk was Thad. He's like the douchey running back for that team.
Well, that girl, she played Autumn in 500 Days of Summer. So there you go.
Oh, wow. There we go. We watch movies, y'all. he was one of my favorite characters. I'm excited if they do season three, but I don't know if they're going to, because they did announce season four of Young Justice. We'll talk a little bit about DC fandom in a little bit, but they announced season four of Young Justice. It's called Young Justice Phantoms. Did you watch season three of Young Justice? It was is a little different than season one and two. It was a little harder for me to. It didn't really pull me in.
There's like a lot of time jumps too. It felt like.
Yeah, but I'm excited. I was still excited to see it. I do like all those characters. I will say, short review. It seems like they hired one black actor to play all the black characters' voices, and that was weird. And then we find out that Nolan North is the guy's name. He played like 10 characters in Young Justice, so. Their budget's got to be pretty slim. I'm excited about it, though. We'll see. Because people asked if Harley Quinn was getting another season. They said they don't know yet because they're doing budget evaluations.
I would imagine that's one of the better shows. Yeah.
The biggest one, right? Yeah, like they immediately put that on Sci-Fi, HBO, USA, TNT. Like, they put that –
I mean, maybe it wasn't doing well, though, because that's a good sign that things aren't going well is when you shotgun it to all these other networks. Try
to get other people to watch it, yeah. It was good. I only watched the first season. There's two seasons, right?
Hell, I don't know, man. I've tried to watch it, and it's, like, too much.
Yeah, it was like a background thing to me. Like, I was on, and I was doing something else.
So it
was good enough. It was very funny, though.
I have to watch it, and it is funny, but I can't have it on background. It's too much. That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, it's just too many things.
You know, it was definitely background for me. I was doing something else. I don't know. Moving on. That's what immediately popped in my head.
Doing something else.
We're moving into a little bit of movie news. So we got the Flash movie confirmed to restart the DCEU. Now, we all speculated it. We all kind of... with all the castings and how much emphasis they were putting on the multiverse, we all assumed that that was going to happen, but they finally confirmed, like, hey, this is going to be the reset for all of it. So what do you think? I mean, we all know it already.
I don't know, whatever. Yeah. So I got to admit, like, I do not – the DCU EU can do whatever. It's probably not going to be great. You know, until I see a great, Like if the Batman, which looks like it's going to be good.
Looks like it's going to be good, yeah.
If that's really good, then I'll be back in. If Flash is really good, then I'm really back in. But I do
I really don't, and I just, it's way early, but there's no way Flash is going to be good.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, yeah, I'm a Michael Keaton fan. I am. But, like, I was a Michael Keaton fan in the 90s. Like, I'm not a Michael Keaton Batman fan in 2023 or whenever this movie's going to come out.
I'm Batman. Like he was, I don't know, he was corny then. He killed dudes, too. He killed guys.
He did. He kicked that guy in Batman Returns.
He pulled that guy down with his legs through the bell tower in Batman.
Yeah. In Batman Returns, that guy, he was fighting that one of Penguin's men, kicked the dynamite in his the dynamite in his chest, walked into that hole. Boom. That guy's dead. I don't know. And then Ben Affleck, they have all these subpar Batmen in one movie and a Flash movie nonetheless. Like, it's not even a Batman movie. So,
yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be good. Who cares?
If they announce Batman Beyond, it'll be an Oscar-winning movie, in my opinion.
I would love Batman Beyond. Sign me up.
If they say that's what we're doing, we're going to make a Batman Beyond movie. Michael Keaton's going to be old man Bruce Wayne. That movie deserves an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
So
immediately, just hand it over.
I hope Ezra Miller dies at the end of, not in real life, but at the end of the movie. And then the old 90s Barry Allen comes and saves the day.
Right.
The guy with the crushed velvet suit.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I need.
It's because it's aerodynamic.
So Flash movie restarts everything. That's what we all knew that already. So it's not even really news. Sorry to bring it up. I thought this was interesting. Chris Hemsworth said he's not done playing Thor.
He ain't done.
He made it very, very obvious. He said, not even talking about Love and Thunder. He wants to continue playing Thor. He's going to do it for as long as he can. I thought that was cool. It shows that he really enjoys that character.
Also, like, he knows that he's young and he can do whatever RDJ and Chris Evans, not old, but RDJ is really feeling age and Chris Evans was getting there.
And let's just be honest, Chris Hemsworth doesn't really do like award-winning movies yet. You know what I mean? Like he's not RDJ. Well, even RDJ did Dr. Doolittle afterwards, so we don't know where he's going to do.
Yeah.
But like, Maybe he saw Dr. Doolittle and he was like, damn, that's what happens afterwards. Like, don't kill off Thor yet, man. I like those, you know, multi-million dollar checks.
Yeah, sign me up for as many as you can.
Okay, I'm down to do Thor 8, Thor goes to camp. Like, I am down. As long as it's a multi-million dollar check, I got a family, man. They have expensive taste. Let's do this.
My brother can't get a job.
He can't.
Can't get a job.
I thought it was cool. Like, I like Thor.
Yeah, I did too. And the direction that he took in Thor Ragnarok, fuck the haters. It's great.
Yeah, man. It's so good. Even, you know, some people didn't like Fat Thor. I thought that was genius.
I did not like Fat Thor.
Oh, man, I thought it was genius. I thought they did it. I thought they did too much.
Right.
I thought it was hilarious. I thought they overdid it.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious at the beginning. I didn't like that he continued to be fat.
Yeah.
Through the end battle, you know, it's like,
and people have asked me, like, what did you expect? Like, I'm like, well, he's fucking magic, so his whole world is built off of like magic stuff. I'd imagine him to go back to normal.
It would have been funny if he just like, and he was just skinny again. Yeah. But
well, I thought that was the perfect scene whenever he had both of his hammers, and then he transformed everything else about him. Why would he transform into what he normally looks like?
It would have been hilarious if, like, the first, like, you know, the scene as it kind of pans up his body is just like getting that six pack back.
Because it's like, you know, back in the day, he turned into Donald Blake. He turned into like a dude that needed a cane to walk. Like, it could be a thing where he needs to transform back into Thor, because he wasn't really Thor when he was playing Fortnite with his weird alien friends. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
But I can't agree. Like, it would have taken a lot out of that moment if he just,
it would have,
if they dropped him in a committee. So anyway.
Yeah. And I feel like in this next movie, so now he's back, like, we can do away with Fat Thor. I just thought that they overdid it. But like that first scene, like all the scenes where he's like, where they're having their meetings and he's like drunk and he's just like sitting there, like they don't know if he's awake or not. Those are my favorite scenes of that movie.
When he's just, when he's describing,
they're like, is he,
Is he sleeping over there?
Where he's describing the Infinity Stone and like dating hot chick or whatever. And they're like, yeah, nobody believes
Yeah, Jane
him.
Foster. Yeah.
Nobody believes
so, him. It was so good. That to me, and people hate that. They feel like it has to be super serious because it's a comic book movie, but they don't realize that they're also reading cartoon characters on
Right, yeah.
Like, you know, like, come on, you're losing touch with the source, but the real source material is it's fuck for kids.
Yeah, for chillins.
I read comics, so I'm an adult. Some sad news, but not unexpected, is Wonder Woman is delayed again. I'm gonna say indefinitely. They said Christmas Day. I'm gonna say, why are we even trying anymore? Let's just do it's under we understand. Hey, you know what I mean? Like, we get it. Push it to 2021. And it's like more annoying to say it's coming out next week. Hey, it's coming out this just
yeah
2020.
It's like
call this year a loss.
Yeah, it's like asking a girl out on a date, and every day she cancels and reschedules.
Or she's
after.
Like, yeah, next Saturday we'll go to the movies. Meet me there, and you go, and you're like,
where you at? Oh, sorry, yeah. Man, something came up next weekend.
Next
for sure.
week, yeah. So it's like we all understand, man. We're all stuck at home. This shit sucks. We have to wear a mask everywhere we go. We get it. We don't want to go to the movies.
Honestly, I agree, but also in my personal opinion, if it's already made, just push that shit out on demand.
I'm not opposed to that either.
And then really release it in theaters later, because you can do that.
I'm really not opposed to that either. But I'm saying, like, if you're dead set on making it a theatrical release.
Just, I agree.
Without the pandemic and all this stuff, I wholeheartedly would have seen Tenet opening weekend. I would have. It looked interesting enough for me to want to go see it, but like, it wasn't interesting enough for me to be like sitting in a movie theater for 2.5 hours with a mask on. Like, it's just, it wasn't that interesting, you know? So no. It did bad.
Yeah.
And it just,
they should have predicted that. I feel bad, 'cause I know that Christopher Nolan's all about film and theaters and blah, 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 yeah. The magic of theaters. But like, dude, I'm sorry, but there's a pandemic going on.
We get it.
Yeah. And I don't want to breathe my neighbor's COVID air. So.
Yeah. You know, what's weird is that Bill and Ted, a movie that I would imagine would not do well in theaters, Bill and Ted 3, has amazing reviews online. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I've heard the same thing. I've heard that it was a really fun movie and that it was not as bad as everybody thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it was entertaining. I heard it was one of the best movies that came out on video on demand. And it's just like, why not?
Maybe because it's fun and everything sucks right now. Like,
well, why not opt for that? Why not that? For me, that feels like a win. Like, instead of everybody's losing money. We know you're going to lose money. We get it. But, like, now is the time to play the game of, like, we released it on demand. Black Widow was a hit. Now we're pushing back Black Widow. Since Black Widow's getting pushed back, we have to push back Eternals, even though it's done. It looks like we have to push back Falcon and Winter Soldier. We have to push back Wanda. We have to push back all this stuff just because of one movie that doesn't even really matter, that I assume. I don't know if it does or not.
I honestly, they need to. Like I said, they need to put it on demand, and they can release it in the theaters later. Me and Nicole went and watched The Fifth Element on the 20th anniversary or whatever. Like, you will sell tickets if you put it in the theaters later, because people go for the experience.
I saw a Dragon Ball Z movie in theaters, a Dragon Ball Super movie in theaters that I know for a fact I could have watched online for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I know, like, pirating aside, I'm just saying. I'm not saying I went to theaters before I get in trouble. I could have watched online for free.
Right.
You know, but I paid to go to a theater to watch it because I'm a fan, one, and for the experience. You know, how often do you get to do
that? Yeah. We went and saw the double feature, the Killing Joke and whatever, the Batman Ninja or whatever.
I should have saw that.
But, oh, no.
I feel like people would.
Yeah, we went and saw that. So that was a one night only thing, and there was quite a few people in the theater. So, people are going to go see these.
I know Mulan didn't do well because of the Disney premium package or whatever. I feel like that was marketed wrong.
I don't think it did well for other reasons, to be honest. I think there were some other political reasons why it didn't do well. Also, but, who cares about live-action Disney movies? Disney, stop.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They don't have a good track record with those. I do like Maleficent, but that's not really even a Disney movie. That's kind of like a spin-off, its own thing.
So not a Disney movie?
I mean, it's a Disney movie, but it's not like a recreation of the old cartoon.
Right, you know,
like shot for shot.
It's not Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, exactly. It's the other side of that story. So I feel like if they took that direction more with the other movies, then it would be way more interesting. Yeah. But that's another point. And I feel like Black Widow MCU has more weight than Mulan, a movie that came out in like the 90s or early 2000s.
Yes. You know what I mean?
If they were going to sell this premiere package, I feel like Black Widow would be the one to do it, and I feel like they would have made their money for it. So it sucks that they're trying to hold out. I know they make millions of dollars.
Disney needs to just get over it and bite the bullet.
Yeah, they'll make their money. I know
somehow.
I watched I got Trolls 3. I paid $30 to watch Trolls 3 the first weekend it came out because my kids. I mean, like I said before in the podcast, it's cheaper than even going to the movies. We told the kids we were going to go. They wanted to see it, and we
even seeing Mulan at $30 would be cheaper than going to the movies. Like,
yeah, definitely would. Even like two people. Well, don't get snacks,
but you gotta
get snacks, dog. All right, moving on from that. Yikes! Big news.
Yeah.
Jonathan Majors from Lovecraft Country. Has been cast as Kang the Conqueror in Ant-Man 3. Hmm. What do you think about
that? I like him. He reminds me a lot of Garen.
And even though you guys have heard us talk about Garen a lot and how much I hate him, Garen's one of my favorite people.
Nice guy.
So
not that thing. Matters because this guy could suck. I don't know. He looks kind of like Garen to me.
Yeah.
But
he could be. He looks like Garen. He's nothing like Garen.
But no, that's cool. I'm excited. I will be honest. I know that it's going to leak anyway, but I don't like all these early announcements. I like Nintendo's model.
Yeah, like we don't know anything else about this movie, but now we know. In my mind, and this is what I'm going to say before we get into a brief conversation about it. Kang is a big enough bad guy that he should be. Big like Thanos.
Yeah.
He should be led up to, teased and led up to. So I feel like announcing him is kind of a waste. Like you said, I don't like that. Even though I'm excited about it,
yes.
You know, now that we know. But like, I hope they don't do him like Ultron. I hope it's not like a movie and he's out and it's just
one
like,
note. Yeah.
Why? So I'm with you.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know why they would announce him so soon. I thought MODOK was the bad guy of it. So maybe he's just a tease, or maybe he's just in there as like a, you know, future tease. Because like the big thing of Endgame was messing with time. So you would assume that the consequence from that is Kang coming in and having a problem with it.
Yeah, problem with it.
I don't know.
I got a problem with you messing with time. I don't know. I like that. I'm glad that actor is in it. I think he'll do a good job, whatever. I don't know. I like Nintendo's model. So Nintendo has like a lot of companies now, they'll release a trailer for a game that may not come out ever or may not come out for
Cyberpunk
for like 7 years or something.
Cyberpunk. What? That game's never coming out, man.
they November, but they did. They released the trailer, the original trailer, like I swear to God, 7 years ago or something.
I think it was like 12 years ago, and that may be an exaggeration.
It's probably closer to like five, 12. But
it's closer to 12.
Point being, Nintendo will like. Like they just said, Hyrule Warriors, Age of Calamity. It's coming out in November. They released the trailer this month for a game that's coming out in November.
Yeah. I feel like it used to be like that, too.
And though. So I understand that people are going to leak it and they're trying to get in front of it. But I hate all these early, like, oh, this person was cast as whatever.
Because they haven't even started filming this.
Yeah, movie. Man. They yeah, probably they haven't don't even started, have a fucking yeah, script, haven't... man. They probably have, this is the bad yeah. guy. This is what the main plot is.
Yeah. So I got a slight sidebar. So TikTok was supposed to get banned in TikTok. America. That was all a false thing. We have a TikTok account, and I posted a thing about, you know, kind of like race swapping or whatever, and it got like crazy amount of comments because originally John Boyega said someone asked him if he wanted to play Static Shock, and he said no, I want to play Red Hood, and I posted that, and people just blew up about it. So today I posted a thing about if Kang the Conqueror is Nathaniel Richards, and he's a descendant of Reed Richards. That means that he's black, and I know Reed Richards could still be white, but there's a strong possibility that Reed Richards could be played by a black actor.
That'd be cool.
And I was like, what do you guys think about that? And Karis, they're like, no, hell no. Like, you know, it's just like, you guys don't even know who Reed Richards is. You know, man.
That would be so interesting. Get Denzel on that shit. Denzel, is there Reed Richards?
Well, some people said the guy from A Good Place. I was like, man, he's great. I love him. He's like, he's still relatively fresh as far as big films go. He could be good. Some people said
he was in that scary movie with the chick who is Black Widow's sister. Midsommar.
Midsommar. God, that movie's
fucking gets his head bashed in.
Yeah, he's good. I think he could be good. Some people said Lakeith Stanfield. I like Lakeith. Even though he was in
the, I think he's too weird to play. So he's too weird to play Reed Richards.
I agree. But if they did like a mad scientist version of Reed, like if they do like just straight up.
He's got a lot of range though. Yeah.
Just a new take. Yeah,
Lakeith, so, come on the show. Let's talk.
Yeah, for sure. He's kind of weird though. I mean, we're weird, so it would be perfect actually.
I can keep up.
So I'm down with Black Reed. I'm down with Black Kang. Don't hate me if you guys are out there and you hate race swapping. I feel like some of these characters, their race doesn't define them. Because immediately in the comments, they were like, well, how come Black Panther can't be white? And I'm just like, well, he was the king of Africa. It would be really weird if, like, not Africa right, as a yeah, whole, yeah, but, yeah. You know, as part of Africa. It would be weird if a white guy would, that, like, the repercussions of a white guy being a king of Africa is different than, like, a scientist.
No, yeah, no, that was the case. When they colonized, fuck you, you know,
it just doesn't, and that's like one of the only instances where it doesn't work. Like, you can pick that out, but like, if you make Luke Cage white, I probably wouldn't care. Like, it'd be weird, but I probably wouldn't care. Oh,
I hear you now. You froze for a little bit, so I didn't hear it.
But I'm saying that's one of the only instances that it matters. So they're obviously like, they pull that out, the Black Panther thing. But like, if you made Luke Cage white or you made Falcon white, I would be like, that's kind of weird, but like, I would really hate
for them to take anything away. You know what I mean? If you're gonna do anything, add to, maybe not take away.
Well, see, like James Gunn recently, a lot of people have opinions about James Gunn, but he said something recently about like race swapping characters, and they were like, why do you do that? Why are you about Will Smith, I guess, his Deadshot is why they brought it up. And he was like, listen, and this is not a political stance. If you listen to the podcast and you're white, I'm sorry. This is not me.
I'm also white. You're
white because my best friend's white. So he said there is like 90% of comic book characters and actors and stuff, they're all white people. Like, it's okay. These characters aren't defined. There's more to the character than like the color of your skin. You can... Black Panther, again, is one of the only ones that, like...
That's he's kind of defined, you know, like, by that. I mean, honest.
From Africa. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's who he is. His name is the Black Panther. You know what I mean? It's not like these characters are named White America and then the character is black. You know what I mean? Like, that would be
my name different. Is the White Knight.
And again, I'm not taking a stance... It's a big enough genre and it's a big enough community that you can have all your own opinions, and I won't be mad at you if you hate it. Some people didn't like John Boyega as Red Hood. I personally don't think that he would make a good Red Hood.
Mm.
But it's not because he's black or not race swapping. I think that if you're going to race swap anything, I think John Boyega might make a good Tim Drake.
I mean, if we're just talking characters, but that's a different conversation. I'm not mad about Black Reed. And Fantastic Four is probably one of my favorite teams in Marvel. So, you hate...
Put yourself on a list with no other people.
I'm the number one fan.
I do like the Fantastic Four, but only as they exist in the past. I don't really think that they're that interesting now.
I'll send you some
stuff. I don't know. I just think that they're cooler as a retro team, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't think they lose that, though. I think they keep... And this... Okay, we'll talk about Fantastic Four another time. I want to lead into this again. So, Black Reed. Okay, that's cool. We're cool with that. But they've been teasing a lot of Young Avengers stuff. Kamala Khan's coming. You know, the Hulkling and Wiccan and Speed are going to be in the WandaVision show. And I can't remember any other characters, but this might be Kate Bishop, Hawkeye. Mm-hmm. So, with all these Young Avengers characters, do you think there's going to be an Iron Lad? Iron Lad is the younger version of Nathaniel Richards, assembles the team to fight Kang. And that would be another character that would be race swap. So you're getting the freaking triple double right there.
I wondered about that when he was announced. I was like, well, I wonder if they're already announcing him as Kang, that means that there's no Young Avengers.
Or Black Iron Lad, which is another one.
To me, I honestly saw him as more of a black character, to be honest. I don't know why.
Yeah. They drew him in some instances when he first takes off his mask. He's brown. Like, and I brought this up to someone the other day, and I was like, yes, he's a white guy, whatever, say whatever you want, but he looks brown. He kind of has, you know, dark hair. Why not? Who cares? I'm black. You can make him light skinned if that's safe.
Safe for you. Honestly, I'm with you. I don't really care.
Who cares?
I don't know. Who cares? I was going to say, if Sue Storm is going to be white or black, I'd like to see Johnny Storm white or black, but at the same time I'm like, fuck, he's adopted, who gives a shit? Like, I don't care.
I didn't like that about that movie,
that they were different races.
Yeah, that because that was weird in the movie. It's weird, like, you've never watched it, we need to watch it together. It's just weird. We do for the people. Okay, moving along, we've been talking for too long about that. Kate Icario is in talks with Disney. I said her name wrong. Is in talks with Disney Plus to direct the pilot episode of Marvel's She-Hulk and serve as the show's executive producer. I'm excited about that. She's done multiple episodes of Shameless, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Martin Family, It's Always Sunny, and those are all of my favorite shows. So I don't see anything wrong with that. I would like to see who She-Hulk is.
Yeah.
It's supposed to start filming in February 2021, so I imagine they have their eye on someone. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm with you. I like all those shows. You froze a little bit, so I didn't hear what the last thing you said. But
sorry.
I love all those shows. My internet is real shitty right now.
I think mine is too.
So I think it'd be great.
The combo tonight, y'all.
Yeah, really. I don't know anything about Kat Cairo.
I said it wrong.
Oh, whatever. Correo.
We just lost a fan. She used to listen.
but yeah, we'll see. Cool. Good for her.
I'm excited. She-Hulk could be cool. Today, the Mandalorian trailer released, and I'm going to say quick review of it. It's more of a teaser than a trailer. It's very, nothing.
Shot. Yeah, that's all it is.
The Sasha Banks WWE superstar was in it for a second as a Jedi, it seems like. That was it. I would rather Ahsoka
be a hooded rascal.
Yeah. So that's all we got. I did a reaction video of it, but it was only like 2 minutes long, so I just kept it. I was just like, what?
Yeah.
We have to start doing those together, man, because all of those reactions are okay, great.
I think it'll be good.
I'm definitely excited for it. It's going to be good. It looks amazing.
I got to say, like, I just love all the expanded universe stuff. They do so much more. Yeah. There's so much.
It's better than the main story.
Yeah, so other than Clone Wars, which I would say is main story line.
Yeah, Clone Wars.
I mean, I would include it on the main story, but yeah, you can tell there's just so much care in those characters, and yeah, they just really care about making it a fleshed out story and a fleshed out universe. Yeah. And I think a lot of that is, Dave Filoni?
Dave,
I'm sure a lot of it is him. He's probably a real fan who actually cares about it, you know?
Seems like it.
So, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think Mandalorian season two, hopefully it doesn't get too ahead of itself, but I think it'll be, I'm excited.
Yeah, it seems like they'll throw a lot in it, but hopefully it has good pacing.
Yeah.
I did see that they're gonna kind of hone in and not do as many side, like, random stuff. Because, you know, there was a lot of filler in the first season. The first season, there was, like, random filler episodes. And I've read that they're going to not do as much as that in this season. So that's really good. They're going to actually focus on building that full story. So I'm excited about that. DC Fandom Weekend 2 was a lot different than DC Fandom Weekend 1. Weekend 1, they had everything live streamed for 8 to 10 hours. And then they just kind of put it on a loop. This one was, they dropped it all at 12 on Saturday, and they said, view it all at your pleasure. A lot of cool stuff happened. They had the Young Justice announcement of season 4. They had the Doom Patrol season 3 announcement. They had Jim Lee got on there, and he said, later this week, so hopefully not after, yet, but he said later this week he's going to announce the future plans for DC Universe. It's not gone, but they're going to do some changes to it, which we've already expected. I hope that they do maybe digital books and then maybe some other options and lower the price. That's what I hope. We'll see what they do. Maybe they'll integrate it into HBO Max. I don't know. And they released the pilot episodes for all the CW shows and a few other shows, which a lot of people are like, man, we've already seen those. But pilot episodes sometimes are just like testers, and then they refilm episode 1, so you never really get to see that original pilot. Yeah. So it was cool to see the pilot episode of some of those CW shows. And they also released the newest DC animated movie, Superman Man of Tomorrow. They just streamed it for 24 hours. They said you can watch it whenever you want to, and then they cut it off, which was really cool because it just came out like 2 weeks ago. So
that's cool.
If you caught that, I would like to hear your thoughts. I watched it more than once. It was really good. Did you watch it at all?
I didn't. No.
Did you get? No worries. And it's at Redbox, so if you ever get a, and I would imagine they would throw it on DC Universe. Like, why? I don't know why they don't do that.
Look at that. The light changes when I put my hand up.
You got the sauce.
Man. Sorry.
So that's DC Fandom Weekend 2 was great. I'm excited to hear the future of DC Universe. It was weird because it was all on demand. So.
Okay, so Avengers, I like it.
First thoughts.
I will say that it is repetitive. Ugh. There's not enough in the game for release. They should have added more.
And I'll give my rebuttals in a second.
Yeah, I do enjoy it, but I also like some repetitive games. I like the Warriors games. Hyrule Warriors and the ones that came before. I don't know why I can't think of the name. Anyway, where you just mash buttons and you punch stuff. That's cool.
Like Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah, thank you. It is easy to learn, harder to master. Sometimes there's some combos and other stats and stuff that they add in. It's kind of, difficult to rein in. Some characters are way better than others, way better than others.
For sure.
Even though most all of them can be fun to play with.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the Hulk is not fun to play
terrible,
with.
Terrible, man. And he's the only character I've maxed out, so.
It's a little weird, like, they put a lot of emphasis on, like, dodging and things like that, but when you're crowded around, they don't do, like, the karate movie, like, one or two, not.
It's like 10
guys. They put dodging in there like it's like an Arkham or a Spider-Man game, but there's so many people, like, that'll just knock you and stagger you and put you in a stagger lock that it's not a good strategy. It's easier to just retreat.
Well, there's like weird instances,
but overall
Well, there's weird instances with the dodging, and I'll talk about my rebuttal, not even rebuttal, but my remarks on what you said. It's like I was with Cap.
I was so fast.
I was with Cap earlier, and I was fighting one of the big exosuits and two drones. Not a big deal, not a big fight, whatever. Cap says it should be a Hulk versus the exosuit, but whatever. And so I throw the shield at the two drones to try to knock them down, and then the exosuit like does this tackle at me, and I immediately hit, dodge. I'm going to roll out the way, but Cap's doing this, waiting for his shield to come back, and I get tackled, and I die. I'm just like, I get it. His shield goes back to him, but like I should be able to roll and then just maybe not catch my shield. I know that may be too much to ask for, but like,
well, and some of that, I don't know what that particular lock was, because I've been able to like throw my shield and do other stuff
sometimes,
like, still
yeah.
bouncing around, yeah. But I don't know. I don't know what to say about this game, because I do enjoy it. I like the content as far as like what it's about. Yeah. I like superheroes.
The campaign was good. It was, for me, it was good. It was short.
Yes. Campaign is good. Gameplay is good. Mm-hmm. I will say that like their movesets, things like that, what you can do to enhance them. But there are definitely some weak points as far as like characters.
One of my gripes before going into the game was the character design, and I don't have that gripe anymore. I actually enjoy all the character designs. Some people talk about Cap's face, but I think he looks like as generic white guy as possible. I don't know what they would expect him to look like.
I still don't like the standard Stark armor. I like his space armor.
Well, okay, so we've talked about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, what you said is the game is good. I agree, the game is good. I feel like it shouldn't came out yet.
If I was going to give it a rating, I would say at this point like a 7 or 8.
Yeah, I would even say a 6, and that's tough for me to say because I actually enjoy it. I just feel like if this game came out and then next month, like the first week of next month, Kate Bishop dropped, and then the following, they did like monthly drops like that. If that was their plan, then I'd be like, oh, this game is like an 8 or 9. Yeah. But it's like, and I'm not trying to be like a spoiled game player. I'm just like, the game wasn't enough. It has a weird gear system, a weird loot system, in a sense that it's just like they're color graded and star graded, but then it doesn't seem like any of that really matters until you get to like 130.
Right.
And even then it really doesn't seem like it matters. So it seems like it just, like if you play RPGs, you know about gear systems, you know about trees. It seems like they just put it in there just to put it in there. Like no one would notice, because like, I like a skill tree that matters. And I don't want to be like I don't want to sound like a game snob, but like you get skill points, you can allocate them to where you want to do a perfect build, but like you only get, so you get 50 skill points in this game, you go to level 50, you get the same amount of skill points to completely fill out your tree. But I don't like that. I like my build to be different than your build, and I know they change it in mastery, but.
Right, specialty and mastery. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, there is one tree that you can basically fill out the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then from there, you can pick, like, how your stats will develop with other move sets and stuff, which they don't really explain very well.
Do not at all.
So, I don't know.
It's a little clunky. And in my opinion, I don't think clunky. This game will be the same in a year. I think they will.
No.
I think they'll iron it out and get rid of some stuff that's not working, add in some stuff that's working. I think, from my opinion so far, they're listening to people. Like, they've already changed the date of the reset because of people that have complained about it. So, like, I feel like it's a good relationship of them listening, but I don't know. I hope.
The way I can describe this game, and I hope that it gets enough support, that it's like a show where your friend is like, oh, you should totally watch this show. Yeah. But, like, it's not going to be good until, like, episode 4. Like, I feel like, you're like.
That's kind of any show that gets recommended to me, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The first season is so-so, but second season, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And that even, I mean, think about The Office. The Office sucked. The first season of The Office is not very good.
I like, I don't know.
I mean, I like
it. I don't know if I like
but
it.
But it is.
But I think I'm an Office snob where I'm just like, I love the first season. It's my favorite because I love the, yeah. I appreciate all.
I mean, I still like the first season, yeah. But I'm just saying, like.
I get it. Anyway, it's not as good as the other ones.
Yeah. Yeah. The point is, like, if you support it now, it'll only get better mm-hmm. because they'll show more support and more people buy it. And the more people that buy it, the longer the servers are going to be active, mm-hmm. things like that. It won't be like Anthem. Or just dies.
Or even Marvel Heroes. Like, Marvel Heroes was fun, but it was, like, a very base game. Like, it didn't have a lot to it. It had great character design. It was, like, an MMO, right? Just, like, you could dive into it with whatever character you wanted. I enjoyed it.
What was that like?
But I didn't enjoy it enough to, you know, and a lot of people felt that way.
Spend money on it?
Well, yeah, exactly. A lot of people didn't play it enough. Where you have DC Universe, where it's still going strong, even though I haven't played that game since PS4 first launched.
I would say that Avengers needed a little bit more time in the oven.
It has potential.
It's for me, like you said, it's 6-7 out of 10 right now. It's fun if you want to play those characters and you just want to have some like random fun with some friends.
Yeah.
We enjoy it. Like, I enjoy it because it's one of the first online games that I've gotten back on with you and the other fellas. So it's a good, long time, just kind of a fun romp, and it's not a shooter, which is
terrible
a big deal for me. Yeah, they're not – I mean, not they're fun, I guess.
They're not fun. So they're,
they're not
fun. They're not fun. How dare you? It has a lot of potential. If you're like me – and I think, like Simon, because I think we play a lot of the same game, well, most of the same games, anything with superheroes, and maybe me more than you, anything with superheroes, I'm going to get. Like, I play pretty much the three big Marvel and DC mobile games. I regularly play them. Like, any Lego, Marvel Legos, not Marvel Legos.
Yeah, Marvel Legos.
Lego Marvel.
Fuck, man.
But I played it. Played the first one. Loved the second one.
I bought that game several times.
I bought Marvel's Avengers. Lego Marvel Avengers, which is just a smaller version of Lego Marvel based off of
the movies. I bought the trilogy of that. It was on sale not too long ago. And I know that I'm going to be playing it and start falling asleep in levels.
Because I have Batman, Lego Batman 1 through 3. I didn't buy the villains one, but... I know it's the same thing, but I might, you know?
Yeah, give me a good sale.
Like, I'm a sucker for – I recently bought Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite because it was $5, and I know that it's a bad game, but I bought it. And
I have. I
played it once. I'm not going to play it again.
I have Marvel vs. Capcom, what, 3?
3, Ultimate Edition. Bought that, too, because it was the same day because it was $6.
Yeah, I fucking suck at fighting games, but I bought it because I love superheroes. Yeah.
So if you're like us, then you will enjoy this game. So my final review, my final statement on it is, I don't feel like I wasted my money. I want more. Mm-hmm. So it's...
Yeah.
I feel like that's a good
thing. I got $60 worth of enjoyment.
Yeah, I feel
64,
that,
whatever.
I feel like that's a good thing. I want more. It's not like I played it and I'm just like, fuck, I don't ever want to play that again. Uninstalled it. So I want more. And so, it has potential.
Yeah. There was something profound I was going to say about it, and then I forgot.
It doesn't know what it wants to be yet. It's like a little RPG, little beat-em-up, fancy.
It's a little bit country. It's a little bit rock and roll.
A fancier Marvel Ultimate Alliance is what I imagine it is.
It really is. No, yeah. I would say that's a good description of it.
Yeah.
It's like a third-person Ultimate Alliance, basically. Yeah. Except you're stuck with one character the whole time, and you can't direct these motherfuckers to do things for you, so sometimes you can't collect chests.
Dude. All right, hold on. I'm going to talk about that. Just give me 15 more minutes, but right now I'm going to end this podcast because we're circling the drain. Thank you guys for listening to this rant on trending news.
Circling the drain.
We will see you guys next time.